Perek finishes Bas Bavel. Hashtuda Ashrei Shisharim Naches Gumelich Shekamant Lanu. Ashrei Shiyechev Nifetz Esayin Elayich Al Asala. Violated daughter of Bavel. Praiseworthy is the one who repays you in accordance with the manner that you treated us. Praiseworthy is he who will clutch and dash your infants against the rock. Incredibly, incredibly harsh psukim. They need to be understood. Radak explains that even as Bavel got to the pinnacle of its power, here the Mishairah foretells the destruction of Bavel. Because as Babylon reached this climax, it was conquered, it was devastated by Koresh and Dariavish. It didn't last. Is really based or goes together with Psukim and Yeshaya Yadalad Chavbeis Chav Gimel that gives a whole discussion and description of how Bavel will be destroyed. Hashem will rise up against them, the word of Hashem, master of legions, are cut off from Bavel, name and remnant, child and grandchild, says Hashem. I'll sweep it clean with the broom of destruction, the word of Hashem, master of legions. Hashem explains how he's going to do and what he's going to do. Perhaps, most graphically, is that then we're told that Bavel will suffer in the same measure that she caused Klal Yisrael to suffer. And the Radak and the Malbim explain, therefore it's self-inflicted. Whoever conquers Bavel, and it's not us, will hate her and torment her cruelly, exactly as she hated and tormented us. We're not inflicting this, but there's a world of midah keneged midah. Hashem is a kelnekamos. He is a God of retribution. What goes around comes around, midah keneged midah. And therefore, this is something they can be expected. That can be expected for them. Rav Hirsch learns, therefore, of Vas Bavel Ashtuda means actually, it's you, daughter of Bavel, that's going to be annihilated. Because the conquest of Yerushalayim was the last major achievement of the Babylonian power. It was really the end of its empire. As we just said, soon afterwards, the Median Persian conqueror of Yerushalayim was to mete out retribution to Bavel. And with the fall of the Babylonian empire, the nation vanished from history, unmourned and forgotten. Yerushalayim, however, even has been prophesied long before, was soon to be restored. Temporarily through the ruler who conquered Bavel, but more than that, through the millennia, and even after a second and more permanent destruction, Yerushalayim still lives on spiritually, with telling impact in the brave hearts of its sons, who remember it forever, who remain true to it, even when we dwell in alien lands. We cherish it as the basis of the culmination of all of our joys. And therefore, Rav Hirsch lands psukim a little bit differently. Es gemulich, that which much accrued to you, shegamalt lanu, what you've caused to ripen against us. Whatever you expected to happen to us, this is what's happening to you. You wanted to destroy us, you were destroyed. You thought you'd live on forever, we're the ones who live on forever.